every single thing you think about and do from here on out will be new to your system.
That's right.
Right? It calls for a profound relationship shifting with fear in its entirety. And you will get to the point, and just believe me for a moment, you will get to the point where you love the omnipresence of fear so much because it is affirming. Like, look at you. Yes, look at what you're doing. More new, more different, more unknown. Then that's where it gets sweet.
And that's how you expand.
Correct.
Welcome to Life After Corporate, your ultimate guide for making the leap from corporate leader to entrepreneur. I'm Deb Boulanger, entrepreneur, executive leader, and founder of the Launch Lab for Women Entrepreneurs. This is your time to break through the glass ceiling once and for all and get your ticket to the C-suite. Come back each week to get the leading strategies, advice, and tools that will give you the skills and confidence you need to replace your corporate paycheck. Are you ready? Let's go.
Don't believe anything you think, my friends. That is the lesson that you'll walk away with today, along with many others. So my next guest is the leader of the Consciousness Revolution, and I couldn't be more thrilled to reintroduce you to Tracy Litt. Tracy was a guest on our podcast, I think in our very first year. It was either 2020 or early 2021, and she is a sought-after quantum success mentor for visionary women leaders that are navigating a huge paradigm shift and elevating into the next level of themselves. And I'm so gratified to count myself amongst those women in Tracy's community, which is why we're having this conversation today. Tracy has coined the term holistic success. We're going to unpack that for you today. She is certified and licensed in coaching, hypnotherapy, somatics, the science of the brain. She's a spirituality teacher, international best-selling author. Her TED Talk, Fear It's Not You, It's Me, is phenomenal. She is the creator of Mind Magic, a proven methodology that marries metacognition and spirituality and neuroscience and all the things to help you expand and elevate quickly. And so today we're talking to Tracy about her work with thousands of women leaders across the globe, how she's really skyrocketed to success. And I'm saying this, my friend, because I've watched this from the front row. And this is incredibly phenomenal. Tracy Litt, welcome to Life After Corporate.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I love being here with you and seeing your face. This is just so great.
I just love you. I just love you. I loved you from the first minute I saw you. It was definitely, you know, girl crush. I want to hang out with this woman. And literally what you have created in such a phenomenally short period of time is really blowing my mind. And now that I get an up close and personal seat to all of it, which, guys, we're going to unpack it for you. This is a game changer. So if you feel like you have hit a plateau of your success, or you feel like there are these invisible barriers holding you back from getting everything that you want in your life, not just a phenomenal business to grow, but success, love, happiness, joy, all the feels, then stay tuned. This particular interview is going to blow you away. So Tracy, I'm thrilled to have you here. We ask everyone when we get started, what is your life after corporate story? What led you from where you were? Tell us how many years ago that was to where you are today.
So I was a VP of human resources in the elder care industry. I have an affinity for old people. And I foolishly thought that'll be enough of a connection to making an impact. And I'll be able to stick this corporate thing out. You know, and what happened for me was I was doing amazing things externally, all the things you guys, I mean, I was working from home and my paycheck was huge and my company loved me and I loved them. There was no perceived problem, except every single day my soul was dying. Like it was actively trying to talk to me and communicate to me. This is not it. You're meant for more. You're capable of more.
you desire more. And that whisper over space and time became a roar and something that I couldn't ignore any longer. And that's what had me awaken to what was possible, finding the personal growth and development industry, which is like, I didn't even know it existed before I knew it existed. And then I was in the wormhole that is personal growth and development. You're like, where the hell am I? I just, what is that? And that was it. And then, I shouldn't say that was it. That was it after 2 years of being paralyzed by fear. Then I finally took the leap, which is why the science of change and fear is such a pillar of the work that we do, because one of my many missions is to help as many women not waste 2 years because of fear the way that I did. And I'm so thankful to my soul, and I'm thankful to my courage to be willing to listen.
Yeah, right? That is so important and so powerful. I think the listening piece is the hardest part, because there's no surprise that there's some awakening, especially at the pinnacle of success, right? So when you've achieved it all, you're doing it all, and it's almost like that proverbial proverb of the frog in the pot of boiling water, right? The water slowly heating up. You don't even know that you're cooking until you're feeling half cooked. And how did I get here? And why am I here? And what's next? And it takes so much courage to walk away from that paycheck, to walk away from that perceived security that you have in the corporate world. So go for yours. I'm so thrilled. And I know the wormhole of the entire professional development, self-growth, spirituality thing, because it's addicting. It really is. It's a good addiction.
Well, yeah, it is. I mean, the ability to open yourself to believe how powerful you are, the ability to realize that you have unlimited capacity, right? Like true limitless potential. At first, it's hard to really wrap your mind around, because when we come into life and we go down the lazy river that we're all kind of like just pushed down, because that's how culture and society works, which is why so many of us end up in corporate careers and so many of us leave corporate careers. I mean, we're having this dialogue from Life After Corporate, right? That's you betting on yourself. And I want to witness every beautiful soul listening to this conversation. Hell yes, get it, get it, get it. You are doing amazing things. Your willingness, your courage, taking the leap, betting on yourself, allowing yourself to leave the predictable for the unknown, which is where the magic happens. Like, yes, feel this, rally, celebrate yourself. You're creating something out of nothing. And that is amazing. It's amazing. It's like, that's what it means to live, not survive through your life. Who wants to like die and go, I survived? That's not fun.
Yeah.
We want to thrive and to be alive, to feel the contrast, to recognize the fear, to be courageous with the fear, to answer that little tingle. Because I believe that anyone who is here for Life After Corporate, it's because you had that tinge. It's because your soul was like, hey, you more now. Let's go.
Yeah, absolutely. And before, you know, I want to talk about your new book, Expand, which was fantastic. I read it over the weekend and so poignant, and so many fantastic paradigm busting ideas and concepts in there. I want to talk about fear, because we were together a few weeks ago at your Mind Magic Live event, which was phenomenal. And you talked about fear, and that fear doesn't go away. So some people, to the detriment of all, say you need to learn how to be fearless and overcome fear. And you so poignantly pointed out that you don't overcome fear. You learn how to dance with it. So can you just talk about the fear? Because I know that's the first thing that holds people back from making the leap, and also prevents the women who do take the leap from making the bold moves that would get them everything they want on the other side if they didn't succumb to it.
Yes, yes, yes. This is arguably the most worthwhile topic and conversation, right, for all of us. And especially when you're leaving that, quote, perceived safety net of corporate, which I have to say, it's only perceived. I was laid off, right? I mean, I'm sure, like, it's not a sure thing, right? So then being able to recognize that fearlessness is not a thing. Why is fearlessness not a thing? because fear is biological. Our fear response is the most beautiful, beautiful thing working for us. You know, I joke that it's the employee of the month every month because it is always there to ensure your survival, right? Fear comes upon you when you think about or start to move outside of your zone of familiarity. So anything that is different from who you've been, the emotions you're used to feeling, the behavior you're used to exhibiting, the things that you're used to doing is going to tripwire your fear response because your mind, body, your system perceives anything different, anything new, anything unknown as a threat to your survival. So fear very lovingly loves you. And I'm going to teach you how to love it back. Fear lovingly runs in and goes, no, 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 no. Don't let her get that visible. I don't have any frame of reference that she's lived through this level of visibility. No, no, no. Don't get her to write that book and hit publish. What if people don't like it, right? And it's all of these different things that it starts to attempt to get you to stop and sit back down and do nothing. Because to your system, that's a win. It went, oh, she survived. She didn't venture out in the unknown. So what I want to invite you to is, okay, so everything I've been taught about fear up until now is a lie. We're not going to push through. We're not going to overcome. All of those are very masculine, do it anyway approaches. And that kind of approach actually generates more resistance. It makes the fear louder. What I want to invite you to do is start to appreciate your fear, right? Just take this moment of quick lesson we just had. Okay, wait a second. So what Trace is saying is, when I feel fear, it's not a stop sign. It's a green light. Fear's trying to protect me because it thinks launching the business, speaking on the stage, writing the book, asking for the sale, it perceives that as a threat. Oh, but that's only because I haven't done it enough times. It's not familiar to my system yet. So what do? I love the fear. I say, hi. I want you to actively welcome it. And I want you to say, hi. You can put your hand on your heart. I feel you. I feel you, fear. And I love you. I love you for showing up in this moment where you actually think I'm unsafe. But I'm not. I'm just like living my dreams in reality, right? And then you, in doing that, you start to actively shift your relationship with fear. You become more powerful than the fear. And then you're able to do the things. Because what you just said, Deb, is so great. It's not about the one leap. It's not about I left corporate and now here's the windfall. It's about shifting your relationship with fear because every single thing you think about and do from here on out will be new to your system.
That's right.
Right? It calls for a profound relationship shifting with fear in its entirety. And you will get to the point, and just believe me for a moment, you will get to the point where you love the omnipresence of fear so much because it is affirming. Like, look at you. Yes, look at what you're doing. More new, more different, more unknown. Then that's where it gets sweet.
And that's how you expand.
Correct.
Yes, there is no expansion without fear. And you also said, I have so many Tracy-isms that I hold close to me right now. If you're not growing, you're dying.
Yeah.
Right. So expansion is where it's at. And I love the way you reframe fear because you reframe fear for me in a way it's like, oh, of course, I'm a little scared about this. I've never done this before. I've never traveled this road before. And so, yay. Fear is here, which means, you know, we're going to grow, we're going to expand, and we're going to do something new.
Yes.
So in your book, in your new ebook, which everyone can download, and we'll be sure to put in show notes, it's called Expander. And in that book, you have 7 paradigm shifts. And first of all, I love disruptive content. I love content that says, you know, it's not this, it's that.
Thank you.
You know, like fear, it's not you, it's me.
Yeah.
And there were so many in there that were so juicy, but there's 3 or 4 that I'd really love to focus on today. And the first one I want to pull up is the shift from the habit of hard to embracing ease. Because I think, like you said before, cultural conditioning, corporate conditioning, familial conditioning, you know, that my dad worked really hard. He was a very hard worker. And we grew up with a philosophy that, you know, if you weren't doing it, you know, my mantra from dad was don't do a half-assed job. Well, what does that create? That creates the habit of hard. So how can it not be hard? You know, what does that mean?
Well, it means a complete paradigm shift, right? Which is exactly what Expander is breaking down and recognizing that a paradigm is simply a construct, right? It's a model. And just as we created that model, a new, more progressive model can be created and embodied. And the embodiment of ease is recognizing that ease is a state of being. It's an energy with which you operate. It's ease is something you be and something you bring to anything that you're actioning and doing, right? And it requires an identification for you of your current belief structure. Every one of us, because we were all generationally, right? We have to remember, and rather know, we get to remember that the people who raised us lived in different times, yet we're still perpetuating the way they needed to be, right? Whether it was the Great Depression, hello, it's 2023. You can literally pop up a business with ease and generate anything you want. There's so much more available to us. We don't live in those times, but their belief structures were relevant for the times that they lived in and the things that they were up against. So looking at where our parents and our grandparents were, because it's a drip process and it gets further and further ingrained in us and programmed into us, and recognizing that if we continue to perpetuate complexity, making it hard and harden our nervous system, our nervous systems are trained to make it hard, our minds and the way we overthink and overanalyze, constantly beating the horse, resurrecting the horse, burying the horse, that whole process that we all do over and over again, allowing ourselves to go, okay, I know my mind's going to want to dismiss this because I don't have a lived experience of it yet. But what I'm telling you is the new progressive paradigm is ease. Ease in your body, ease in your mind, ease in your soul, which also calls you to connect to the thing that's greater than you.
Word.
It calls you to realize that you are a spiritual, energetic being. And when you allow yourself to open to that trust, that everything's working out for my highest good. Everything is conspiring in my favor. And you start to get, even right now, just be with me for a moment. Take a breath. And allow your body to receive. Everything's happening for my highest good. The universe is conspiring in my favor. I'm connected to something bigger than me. The universe is actually my safety net. So what if I let it be easier than I believed it needed to be? What if I started to unclench my white-knuckled way of living and just open my fingers a little and let go and start to trust, right? Like that's just to start us. It is a move from living contracted to living expanded. It's a move from living in this third dimension of consciousness, which feeds itself on lack and fear and separation, right? And let's just be like, oh, that makes sense, right? I'm very big on making sense. So doesn't it make sense that if we're living in a lower level of consciousness of 3D, that's lack and fear and separation, it feels harder because if I'm in lack, then I have to go get something. I got to work really hard for it. If I'm in fear, then I'm already contracted. And if I'm separate from it, it means it's going to take a lot longer to get there. So I got to work harder. It's got to hurt to be worth it. That's something that I used to hear, right?
Yes.
Right. Or even something like money doesn't grow on trees makes you feel like you have to be in coal mines working and breaking a sweat every day because you're forgetting that you're connected to something bigger that brings things to you when you connect energetically. And that's what
it does. Yes. And entrepreneurship is a spiritual journey, you know, full stop. I mean, it will force you to step into a place of trust. And, you know, that place of trust is a beautiful, beautiful place to grow into, because then you don't worry about the money. And we've had this conversation in the accelerator, too. It's like, oh, there's $40 in my bank account. Oh, my God, I'm so grateful for those $40. And I'll have some more, please. And, you know, stepping into the great unknown and making offers and knowing that if I go out there and I let my voice be heard, if I create some powerful messaging, if I let people see me and hear me, they will learn to trust me. And then I can trust that my needs are always being taken care of. And it is really literally that simple. And I embrace the simplicity in the business model, embrace the simplicity in your sales, embrace the simplicity in your marketing. It doesn't need to be hard at all.
Yes, yes, yes. And allowing yourself, like when you really learn this one, which you'll learn so much about in the ebook, like when you really allow it, because that's part of it too. We're so addicted to the hard that we want to dismiss anything that could be remotely easy, because then it feels like it's very masochistic of us, right? It's like, if it doesn't hurt, if it didn't almost kill me, how can you reach those levels of success? And in the book, I talk about that this was the first thing I worked on, because I was completely addicted to hard, really addicted to hard. And if it starts to take me away from feeling easy, we pivot. I just shared with you, we're in the middle of a promotional window for something, and my team, I could feel the tightness, and I was like, and no, we're going to stop this right now. We're going to shut out. They're looking at me, I'm like, shut it down. Just shut it down. Just don't do it. Just leave it alone. And as I'm making this decision, because the whole decision came through my body, why? Because I prioritize ease. So as soon as my body went tight in response to what was going on with the team, I was like, oh, no. Oh, no. We're not going to let this be hard. And then make a new decision, because ease becomes a decision point where you come from also, right? I mean, you and I have talked, and we know wherever you come from is what you're going to create. So you come from this constricted, hard, gotta work myself to the brink of burnout, adrenal fatigue. And so it is. Conversely, if you go, hold on a second, I'm going to let everything be easy. And my guiding question is going to be, how can we let this be easy? How can we make this even easier? And in that, you can sense, I know beautiful, beautiful listeners who are with us right now, you can feel the difference in your body. So let's talk about this, because we are so used to, from corporate, being trained to use our analytical minds. We are strategic thinkers. We are measured on DISC assessments and StrengthFinders.
Oh, yeah.
Things that, right?
Measure our mental capacity. And you're saying, like, listen to your body. And I did highlight that in the book as well. When you got from emotional congestion to emotional expression, it's just like the whole listening to the body thing. It's like, what are you talking about? How do you get from, head to heart?
Yes. Oh, well, it's a gorgeous, gorgeous journey. And again, it's another thing that keeps us third dimensional, right? That's why some of this is like, what are we saying? Why is it so easy for all of us to have identified as neck uppers, right? That's the way we teach it. Because our third dimensional consciousness relies on us staying disconnected from our body. Because it keeps us in lack, it keeps us in fear, it keeps us in separation, it keeps us from remembering the oneness that we are, the connection that we are. Where does our intuition live in our body? Where does our emotion live in our body? Where is our subconscious that is running this whole entire show? In our body. So how do you get there? It is a journey, right? It's not like a 2-second thing. What I will say is, it starts with the awareness that you don't feel connected. So it's a beautiful thing. Don't let any part of your program that's mental, like, oh my God, what is she talking about? I have to get in my body now. It's like, no. Let's not make this another thing we have to do. Let's not make this another thing that we overanalyze. You have a body, a beautiful body, and you have a mind. And the mind and the body are connected with your brainstem and the top of your spine. So let's go visual, right? I love being visual. So we have the brainstems right there on the back, the back of your neck, like that sweet spot in a baby that's so soft in the back that you just want to like rub your face on it. That's how it is, raving. That part's connected to your spine. Your spine runs through your body, and your nervous system is connected from your brainstem all the way through your spine, all over your body. So to allow yourself to just, even right now, let's do it again. Put your hand on your heart. Hi, body. So repeat after me. Hi, body.
Hi, body.
Ah, thank you, body.
Thank you, body.
I love you, body.
I love you, body.
I'm sorry if I haven't connected to you in a while.
I'm sorry if I haven't connected to you in a while.
I'm going to reconnect to you now.
I'm going to reconnect to you now.
I'm going to learn to love you.
I'm going to learn to love you.
Trust you.
And trust you.
You hold all the guidance.
You hold all the guidance.
Just be there for a minute. And now you can just take your hand off your heart. And even right now, like, my body just dropped in a little bit more, right?
And that's one of the many beautiful processes that we use to reconnect back to our bodies. But just this acknowledge, this conversation makes you, oh my God, I forgot. And it's okay. Like our overanalysis and our overthinking and our over all of the overisms come because we're driven by making it hard, because we're driven by thinking the outside creates the inside, because somewhere inside we have a belief structure that says the more we do, the more valuable we are. And especially as women, that intuition, our witchery, our sourceness, whatever you subscribe to, you don't have to subscribe to it all, but the recognition that, wait a second, my power lies in my ability to listen. And my intuition makes things easier because it cuts right through the noise. We must recognize that if we're thinking things over, we are running and chasing the same level of mind and the same level of consciousness that created the issue in the first place. How are we ever to get to innovation or creation or resolve? Chasing that same level inside of our analysis and understanding that our analysis is also your brain is a record of the past. So you're not going to get anything new up here. It's all going to come from the bottom up.
And this is where we as women have a distinct advantage, because we are, you know, feminine energy versus masculine energy. The masculine energy is the doing, the analytics, the muscling through things. Women, our gift is of being in the receiving mode, you know, being a receptacle to receive, and receiving that intuition and tuning into your feelings is where all the new answers lie on the path to this incredible journey to expansion.
Yes. Yeah. And you just said something super important, which is part of this reconnection, receivership. Ease. Embodying ease does not happen without also practicing becoming a phenomenal receiver.
Yeah.
Right. What does that really mean? Support, asking for help, allowing the help, letting people do things for you.
That was such a growth edge for me. I can't tell you how many times in my life I've said no thanks.
Mm-hmm.
No thanks. My default was no to getting help or I can do it, right? I can do it. That Rosie the Riveter, you know, I can get it done.
Yes.
You know, and so guys, this is just such a huge shift in how you show up on a daily basis. And it requires training and consistency. And I don't want to call it work because it's joyful work, mm-hmm. but you know, you need to recognize how powerful your system is because you've trained it or it's been trained for 40, 50, you know, 60 years, 30 years, maybe, but it's hardwired in you. And so to change your hardwiring, to download a new program, to upgrade your operating system requires that you show up differently. So in the book Expander, you talked about moving our definition of success to not external success. You mentioned, you know, all the things. I remember, you know, the car you drive, the house in the Hamptons, all the things that measure external success to a concept of holistic success. What do you mean by that?
Yes, thank you. Holistic success is considering more than our old definition, which is hierarchy, title, authority, and the things we possess outside of us. So considering wholly all of you, how's your soul? How's your feelings? How's your energy? How's your life? How are your relationships? How's your ability to be with yourself? Really looking at you holistically as a being and recognizing that having a company that generates seven figures, but being in a loveless marriage, it's not holistic success, right? And you would trade that in a second. Well, right? Because all of a sudden now the thing that you were chasing, not so important when another area of our life isn't getting the nourishment and the attention that it deserves. Or conversely, having a beautifully soul nourishing partnership and relationship romantically, but struggling to make ends meet financially. Or you could look at that same way. You could say, my relationship with my kids is amazing. I have no female friendships to nourish my soul, to have those. I want to stay up with you all night and sit around a fire. And I want to talk about all the things. I mean, for me, that is one of my, it brings tears to my eyes because it's such a nourishing part of my life. And to me, it's got to be all of it in order for you to say,
my soul is satisfied. Yeah. And like the world could implode tomorrow. All of this could go away. And I will be riding out.
You just blew it up, Tracy Litt. You just blew it up. You just blew up that mantra of you can have it all, but not at the same time, not all at once.
Woo! Oh, that my body is vibrating. That's such a lie. But you know what? Also, let's really connect the dots here for us and for this beautiful community. What is that drive? What is that drive to say you can have it all, but not at once? It drives third dimensional consciousness, that lowest level, lack, fear, separation. What do you mean all at once? So you know what happens? You sabotage that into the truth.
Yes.
So you have four areas of your life humming, and not everyone is the same area. So for you, it's everyone's different. But you've got four areas humming, and then you don't even realize it, but you start to self-protect and sabotage one area to not be as good, because somewhere in your psyche, you can have it all, but don't you dare ask for all at once. And then you add the women indoctrination and oppression of our patriarchal society on top of that. Oh, you should have, don't, you should, that should be enough. Don't want for that much more. Don't ask for more. I mean, it's massive. You absolutely can. And you deserve to have nothing less than everything you desire. And why not have it all at once?
Why not have it all at once? Who said you couldn't, really? And yeah, why not have it all at once? And so that leads me to my next question, which is sometimes when you get it all and you're sitting there in that seat and it's just like, wait a minute, I remember having this thought. So I will share a personal story where I had achieved a level of success in corporate that I never imagined. It was just like, holy shit, I think I might be more successful than my father, right? And he was like the god of success in our family. And then it was just like, well, wait a minute, who are you? Like, do they know that you just have a degree in education and you're a group vice president and you're responsible for this business unit and the care and feeding of these 53 people? Do they know who's sitting in the seat? And imposter syndrome, right? Everyone talks about it. It's become like an acceptable label for women executives to give themselves, like, oh, I have imposter syndrome. And according to you, Tracy Litt, there's no such thing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Tell us, debunk that whole thing.
Imposter syndrome burns me up. And the other thing I just want to share, because it's so important for you and for this community, what you were experiencing. So you had reached a new ring, as we teach it, a new level, right? You were in that next level version and you were holding more than you had experienced in the past. That will feel as unsafe to your system as doing something for the first time, like we talked about before, which is why nervous system love is the queen of all things. We love our nervous system and create safety in our bodies before we do something unknown. And then once we generate, which is a guarantee, then when you're in the work, you generate that next level, and now you're sitting there in that recognition of yourself. And at first it's like, oh my God, this is so amazing. And then you hang out there for 20 seconds and you're like, oh my God, I don't have frame of reference for having held this before and lived through it, right? So it's as important in that moment to come back to your nervous system consistently and regulate it and give it the safety and the love it needs so that it knows, wait, Deb's safe being this type of leader, making this income, making this impact. If your nervous system doesn't feel safe with it, it will sabotage it away from you. So then that leads right into imposter syndrome, that it's not my intention to ask everyone who is platforming on imposter syndrome to have to rejig your messaging, but yeah, you're going to have to, because that imposter syndrome, number one, is a fallacy, and I'll tell you why. And it becomes this crutch that then keeps women small. And I am not about that. That is a problem for me. The world needs the necessity of your bigness. However you leapt into here in life after corporate, it has never been more imperative for you to show up in your unique expression than it is right now.
And if you keep subscribing to imposter syndrome somewhere in your journey, you're going to use it as a crutch and you're going to shrink back down. And then you're going to look to the woman to your left and you're going with imposter syndrome. And she's going to go, oh my God, me too. And now you're going to be commiserating, right? It's like this thing women love to hate, but you're still using it as a method of keeping yourself small. And that's not okay. It's just not okay. So then what is imposter syndrome actually? What was happening for you? You were experiencing something you hadn't experienced. Anytime you have something that's unknown, what did we say? Your fear response get ignited. And what's the first thing that fear uses? Self-doubt. Self-doubt's not self-doubt because you're not amazing. Self-doubt is self-doubt because your system doesn't have evidence that you've done this before. So it starts to offer you thoughts like, who am I? Oh my God, am I going to out-succeed my father? What's my family going to say? What if this is too much of a risk? I feel like a fraud, not because any of that's real, but because your wiring works. Yay, you, right? Your survival system works. And that is how your mind uses fear in an effort to get you to stop. You haven't experienced that level before. You just haven't become her yet. That's why it feels unfamiliar. That's all.
So beautifully unpacked. You know, this is just a new level. And it's your automatic system that hasn't experienced that yet, bring you back down to something that's familiar. So never say, I have imposter syndrome ever again. It's banned from the vocabulary, the women listening to the show. And if your girlfriend says it to you, you just look at her and say, beautiful, you don't have imposter syndrome. You've just not felt this level of success before, and it's all new and you're expanding. And isn't that beautiful?
Yeah. I mean, think about even just what you said, Deb, so beautifully. Imagine, and that's, you know, Expander's tagline is for trailblazing women building a new world. That's part of the new world. Imagine that new world where instead of your sister sitting next to you in whatever beautiful group you're in, she doesn't commiserate with imposter syndrome. She goes, oh, no. It's just that your system doesn't feel safe because you're generating all this amazing success. It just feels new. So your system reads it that way, but that's not true at all. You're not an imposter. You're a woman on a becoming journey.
And then when we are having those conversations, we are living in the consciousness revolution, which is what you are all about, Tracy Litt, and why I love you so much. And we want everyone to have this much fun. And all I want you to do is follow Tracy Litt. Do whatever she says. Really, you can... You can trust this one. Literally in my journal, I said, you know what? You need to stop dabbling and sometimes doing the things that Tracy is telling you to do and do all of them. Just do all of them. And truthfully, my friends, I am telling you from the heart, just do everything she tells you to do. You will wake up and we're both going to cry here right now. You will wake up a different human. You will thank yourself. You will change your family. You will change your children. You will experience more success than you have ever fathomed in your entire life. You will notice old patterns of thinking and you'll say, where the hell did that come from? I mean, I woke up with a scarcity dream this morning. I was like, what? Let's reset this nervous system because that's not supposed to be happening when I'm sleeping. And you will have a whole new vocabulary, a whole new vernacular, and an entire brand new community to hang out with.
Yes, I thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for trusting me the way that you do. You know, and what you said, it's so important what you just said, because bigger than us, everyone is bigger than us. We show up to the work initially because as entrepreneurs, you're called to the bait and switch. Ha ha, it's a personal growth journey. You didn't know that, but now you know it. So it's time to show up to answer that call. So you're on your personal growth journey. And at first, we're doing it because we deserve to access those freedoms for ourselves, our visibility freedom and our voice freedom and our financial freedom. And we start to use this beautiful going within work and magicianry for our own gorgeous gains and results. Yes, that's where it starts. And I love it because you deserve to literally experience nothing less than everything you desire and deserve. Full stop. And then you realize, oh, wait a second. Oh, this is bigger than me. This is about the ripple effect. This is about what's happening in my marriage now. Why? Because I showed up different. You're the variable. Let me just make sure I say that. You're the common denominator. You're the generator. You're the variable. And science says when the variable changes, everything in proximity to the variable must change in response to the variable changing. So now your relationships are changing. Your parental and maternal relationships are changing. Your clients are changing because the collective is rising. Our individual consciousness elevating is what changes the collective consciousness. And now we're living in a kinder, more compassionate, more progressive world. That's why I'm waking up every day. Yes, it is working with the visionary women leaders and entrepreneurs and all visionary leaders and entrepreneurs, because when we work with people that are making an impact, the impact becomes exponential. But I want to live in a loving world. I want to live in a world where we pour love on everything, where we actively see progress, where we change things for generations to come, where they don't have to sit and do the depth of reprogramming that we do because we're undoing scarcity and we're undoing all, working hard and all those things in the expander book. And we see each other and we love each other. What a world. What a world that gets to be. And that's what the consciousness revolution is about, because everything we need to shift starts and stops with our ability to live in a higher consciousness world.
Amen. And how do we connect our listeners with this higher consciousness world? What is the first step they should take? What is the next step after that?
So I'm elated to share this here, because the first step that we get to take is you get to attend the Consciousness Revolution Gala. Woo. Nothing like this gala has ever been created anywhere in the human growth and potential field. What is this gala? Think revolutionary keynote, plus an ascension experience, plus conscious connecting, plus a luxurious, outrageous party, dinner and cocktails and dancing and the prizes and illusionists and everything. Crazy, crazy, amazing experience. That's the Consciousness Revolution Gala, because the world is awakening and the old models are dismantling and we get to be together in community so that we can all rise. And for the gala, it is the ConsciousnessRevolutionGala.com. Super easy. And there is the opportunity to come be with us in person, and there's the opportunity to come be with us virtually. Whatever feels possible to you, be with us. That's where we are. And then, of course, the expander book, which is theexpanderbook.com. And it's a free gift. It's never going to not be free. The ebook version is yours. Please consume it and then come and tell me what hit for you. And those two spaces will give you massive shifts.
Thank you so much, Tracy. And when is this Consciousness Revolution Gala going down?
Thank you. It is September 29th. It's Friday, September 29th. It's happening down here at the O Palm Beach Resort in Palm Beach, Florida. So you can come be with us. And also something fun that's happening after every great gala is the morning after. So you can upgrade if you're coming in person to join the morning after, which is bottomless coffee, brunch, and an intimate integration session with me talking about your next big global impact move.
That sounds so amazing. Count me in. I'll be there.
Oh, let me say one other thing about this gala, if I may, that's really exciting. It is the first time ever that we are encouraging everyone to grab tickets. So this gala includes the dudes, women and men. Everyone gets to come to this gala. So if you have a male partner, get them a spot too, because there's some big stuff going down at this event.
That's so exciting. Can't wait. And thank you so much, Tracy. I know you have moved hearts and changed minds in this podcast episode today. And I am so grateful for you, for your teaching, for your coaching, for your presence, for the community that you've created, and the fact that you are living your best life and living your best purpose. So everyone, go live your best life. Go live your best purpose. You can have it all at once. You don't have to sacrifice. And thank you so much, Tracy.
Thank you so much, Deb. I love you.
I love you too. That's it for now, my friends. We will see you next time on Life After Corporate.
Thanks for listening, my friend. If you enjoyed this show, please head over to iTunes and subscribe and leave us a review. And be sure to hop over to the Life After Corporate Facebook group and join other growing entrepreneurs to get weekly tips on how to create more money and meaning doing work you love.